Please welcome to the stage my friend, he's very, very funny, Mitch Hedberg.
All right, there are a lot of people in the bathroom, so I don't want to waste these jokes. So I'm going to hang out for a little bit. Are there speakers in the bathroom? All right, well, fuck it. Let's do it. I'll save my more physical stuff for later. This is all audio. See the people in the bathroom. How's it going in there? That's old shit. You know, this improv sign is all over. All the improvs have it. And the one in Tempe, Arizona, the improv in Tempe, the sign is made out of gold. I swear to God. And at the end of the week, the dude wasn't going to pay me, so I stole the M. Because the M seems like it weighs the most. Followed by the R. Then the P. The P was one little thing away from being just as heavy as the R. Then I had a gold M, and I said, you want to buy a gold M? And the dude said, no, what the fuck do I need a gold M for? Well, how about a gold W? I had a bad set here last night, and they added an E to the end of the sign. Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think there's a brick wall behind comedians? Maybe in the old days, there was a wolf that did comedy, and he wasn't that funny. All the old clubs had straw in the back. But the wolf would have a bad set, and then huff and puff, and fuck shit up. Then we went to Styx, and once again, he huffed and puffed, and the motherfucker fucked shit up again. Now we're at Bricks. The wolf ain't funny, but he can't do shit. That's the improv fairy tale.
When I was in the DC improv, they would use my name for everything, and it was embarrassing. Like, after the show, I'd go hang out in the green room, and like, there'd be maybe two people who wanted me to say hi or take a picture, but two people out of 200. And then they would get on the microphone and go, ladies and gentlemen, we need to clear out the showroom. Mitch Hedberg is not here anymore. For two fucking people. So that means 198 people were saying, who the fuck gives a shit? Then they would say, it goes on, listen to some more. Then they would say, ladies and gentlemen, please do not yell Mitch's jokes during the performance. Because like one guy yelled a joke out and I got upset because he was too drunk. Anyway, fuck it, I gotta work on that. But it's so fucking funny. They were using my name and making me look like an asshole. Trust me, it's hilarious. Go into my head, then come back out and tell me I'm wrong. I got a door deal here. I'm working for 50% of the door, and then tomorrow I'm working for 50% of the door, and then on Sunday I'm gonna have a door. I think I'm gonna go with the screen door, because it's open, but not for mosquitoes. They gave me a table here. This is the best thing ever. I enjoy having a table. This stool was not a good table, because it's too puffy. Shit was falling off. You ever notice tables don't have a cushion on top, because the butter would fall off, or the salt and pepper. You guys know what I'm talking about? I don't. See, you got someone's got a hat that they're not wearing. Either that or that table is fucking hip. That's a downtown table with a Kango. Man, that table's badass. Either that or it has a bald spot. But I like this thing that they put on the table. You keep the souvenir.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?